your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. If you'd like to get multiple copies to give out to friends, Romans, and countrymen, those who want to purchase a case lot of 24, we'll provide you with a 45% discount. In order to get that, you'll have to do it by telephone. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And again, can I urge you to become a partner? Get involved with helping to undergird this Ghana project that we're in right now. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing and be a lover of the truth and a lover of righteousness.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the Faithful Gift.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because this is Open Line Wednesday, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you would like to give us a call, we would love to hear from you. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Now, if you want to talk on any subject, we'll be glad to talk on it. But I was going to talk a little bit about what's going on today. And, of course, as you listen to the pundits there on the radio and on television, they will tell you, well, certainly everything looks like things are getting better. The green shoots are coming up. Yes, unemployment is still rising, but it's not rising as rapidly as it was. And the gross domestic product was actually down 1% this last quarter, because it was down 6 or 7% the quarter before that. Things are really getting better, and certainly it's just a matter of time before the recovery comes about. And I would like to point out that this is all propaganda. It just isn't true. The reason that we will not get a recovery is because the major banks and the smaller banks are not lending money. The major banks aren't lending money because they're all tied into the Brotherhood of Darkness, and that, of course, is the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and they have given their loyalty to the concept of globalism, to world government. So they don't want necessarily the economy to improve, and the small banks are being actively paid money. They're being paid money by the Federal Reserve System not to lend. And if you haven't actually seen that remarkable interchange between Congressman Kucinich and the gentleman from the Federal Reserve Board, and it should be posted on our website now, where the caption is, Fed pays banks not to lend money, and this is what they're doing. And Congressman Kucinich was going through the Fed report, Congressional Committee, and he's talking to this man from the Fed, and he says, I can't believe this. It says here that the Fed is paying banks not to lend money. I mean, well, we're told that the Fed's trying to get the banks to lend money, and it says here that the Fed is paying the banks not to lend money. Is that really true? And the fellow from the Federal Reserve Bank said, well, yes, that is true. And Kucinich says, why are you paying the banks not to lend money? He said, well, some federal agencies are telling the banks to lend and others are telling them not to lend. But you must really understand that they do not want to solve the problem. So they've stopped the small banks and discouraged the small banks from lending. In fact, they're going to force them to change their accounting rules so they will not be able to lend, as many of them are holding insolvent loans. They've been allowed in the past not to declare they were insolvent, but certainly they are insolvent. They have something called mark to market, or And of course, that means that that's what they're really worth. But then they have another condition where it's sort of marked to whatever you want it to be. Say they're worth whatever you want to, and you can say your assets are really great even when you are a totally bankrupt bank. Well, they're going to get that straightened out for the small banks, but they're not going to go after the large banks. They're going to let them to continue lying. They're going to let them continue borrowing up to 50 times their deposits. And, of course, they're making fabulous sums of money. You're seeing the largest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place in the history of mankind is taking place today. And, unfortunately, most people do not understand what is happening. The banks aren't going to start lending because they want to destroy our economy. They want, of course, to do exactly what's outlined and described in the Earth Charter, which actually talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Well, we've got Susan calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Susan. How are you doing?
Hi there, Dr. Stan. I'd just like to announce Freedom Forum's next event.
All right, you go right ahead.
All right, it's coming up August 12th, and it will be at the Quaker Friends Meeting House and starts at 7 p.m., and that's located at 225 Rooney Street, which is the exit off of Highway 1 at Morrissey Boulevard. And we'll be showing the fully edited version of Frankenfed. And we showed the first part last month, but this time it'll be the fully completed version, which will include some new scenes that were shot in London. And it's very timely concerning what you're talking about. It'll be about the Federal Reserve. And also we'll be showing some segments of The Link and Principles of Liberty, which are teaching about what are the principles behind the Constitution and how our Founding Fathers came to make these amendments and write the Constitution.
Well, I think that's really great. What sort of a turnout are you getting at your meetings?
Well, it varies. It can go 35, 45, 40, but usually about 35. But I think it's showing new faces showing up. So lots of new people are finding out about us, and that's what we want. So.
Well, I think that's absolutely essential. We've got to get people to understand what's going on. They're not going to get it from regular channels. They're not going to get it from regular radio or television. And so I'm really so glad that you and the people who are working with you are putting on educational forums. So once again, tell our listeners where the forum is and when it is.
Okay, it's August 12th, starting at 7 p.m. Wednesday at the Quaker Friends Meeting House, which is the exit off of Highway 1 at Morrissey Boulevard. And the frontage road right there is Rooney Street, and that's 225 Rooney Street. R-O-O-N-E-Y.
All right, God bless. And do you have a telephone number where people can call if they need more information?
Well, they can Google Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, and they'll find us that way and see our posted events there.
All right, fine. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, that was, of course, Susan calling and announcing a meeting of the Freedom Forum, and I think it's so vitally important. Everybody should be going to programs and getting other people to going to programs. People have got to learn what's going on and understand we are not trying to solve the problem. What the government is doing is trying to make youth believe they're trying to solve the problem, but the real goal is that of the Earth Charter. And the Earth Charter stipulates, it's written by Nelson Rockefeller's son, Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller was deeply involved in the occult, and it calls for equitable distribution within nation. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you'd like to give us a call. Why, of course, are we just talking about what's going on in the financially and pointing out the fact that the real agenda behind everything going on today is globalism. And certainly the people who run our country, and I'm talking about the Brotherhood of Darkness and basically the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and the myriad of organizations that interlock with them. And, of course, they control the media, they control the major corporations, the Wall Street banks, the major universities. I mean, you can't tell the truth when you're working in a major university, or you'll lose your job for certain. But basically what they are dedicated to is this concept of globalism, creating a new world society and more equitable distribution of wealth between nations, and certainly in the Earth Charter, point 10A calls for the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations, and that's really what they're doing. And, of course, you hear about globalization. What is globalization about? Globalization is about transferring American jobs to foreign countries. And they call it outsourcing, they call it all sorts of things, but it is basically transferring the wealth and the jobs and the manufacturing of this country to other nations. And as a result of those policies, why, within the last 10 years, the United States has lost 7 million manufacturing jobs. 5 million jobs have been lost, manufacturing jobs have been lost, since the crisis began in December of 2007. The United States economy has collapsed. The value of the dollar has declined markedly. It was about 120, and now it's down to about 78, so it's lost almost half of its value in the last couple of years. The federal deficit for this year is going to be $1.8 trillion. Some people say it'll be $2 trillion, but we'll know the fiscal year ends on the 30th of September, a little less than 2 months from now, and the deficit will be at least $1.8 trillion. It's going to probably far exceed that next year. There's been a 30 to 40% decline in U.S. exports. There's been a 20 to 30% decline in U.S. production. About $60 trillion of assets has been suddenly wiped out throughout the world, and about $30 trillion more will have to disappear before this is all over. State and local governments are cutting back on essential services. Some state governments and certain local governments are frankly insolvent. The automotive industry has collapsed, and General Motors and Chrysler declared bankruptcy. Ford reported a $2 billion profit in the second quarter, but if you look at the figures, they've really lost $1 billion, so it's simply creative financing. The Cash for Clunkers program is what's supporting the American automotive industry today. Foreign automotive companies' second quarter profits show that Nissan lost 16.53 billion yen. Daimler lost $1.45 billion. Mercedes-Benz lost 1.53 billion euros. Peugeot lost, Citroën lost 962 million euros during the first half of 2000. And Honda's profits tumbled by 96%. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call if you have a question or if you want to discuss this or another subject. But the American airline industry is going to lose about $4.7 billion in 2009, and you can't make up for massive losses like that simply by volume. Most businesses are losing money. 30 million Americans are currently unemployed or underemployed. And, of course, they give you these percentages, you know, 9.5%. But how do you carry that over into human terms? According to Bert Doman in the Wellington Letter, 30 million Americans today are either unemployed or underemployed. 500,000 of them, of course, will run out of their extended federal benefits by the end of September. 1.5 million will have run out of their unemployment benefits by the end of this year, and after that, a cascading collapse. And what will these people do? They won't be able to get a job. They won't be able to get benefits at all. And how long are they going to be able to live on food stamps? They're going to be losing their homes. 4 million families have already lost their homes. 2.5 million homes are in foreclosure. There's been a 9 million. There will be 9 million home foreclosures by 2012 and 14 million by 2014. And all the programs that Chris are coming up with are already like putting a Band-Aid on a gaping wound. Yes, they've saved a few tens of thousands of homes. They say maybe 150,000 homes have been saved, but 4 million people have lost their jobs since this began, and millions more are going to lose them. And if you don't have a job, there's no way you can save your home. There have been massive state and local government layoffs. Welfare benefits have been curtailed. Some states are transferring their prisoners to private prisons, trying to save money. Pension and insurance companies are underfunded. And certainly the FDIC has asked for a $500 million line of credit. The FDIC that guarantees your money in the banks is asking for a $500 million line of credit because they're literally out of money. The commercial property market has collapsed. The FBGC, that's the Federal Benefit Guarantee Corporation, that guarantees the pensions of private companies, basically is drastically underfunded, and most of the people who have pensions that will be covered by that will be getting back 20 or 30 cents on the dollar. The Federal Deposit Insurance Company has closed 69 banks so far this year. Federal tax receipts are down 18%. 80% of the small businesses in the United States can't get credit if they try to borrow money. The American steel firms are operating at 50% of capacity. The Standard & Poor's price-earnings ratio is currently 134, and it should be about 10 to 15 at the most. And a sense of gloom and despondency pervades our nation today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Tony calling from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Hi, Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great.
I want to ask you about the Illuminati. Who are they?
What is the Illuminati?
Yeah, I know you talk about the trilateral.
All right, fine. The Illuminati was a secret society. It was established on May 1st, 1776 in Bavaria at a place called Ingolstadt. It was the University of Ingolstadt where a Jesuit priest named Adam Weishaupt, and of course he really wasn't a Jesuit priest. He may have been trained as one, but he hated the Catholic Church. And he formed a secret society to destroy all governments and all religions. And of course they began to recruit people all across Europe. They ended up with some of the most powerful and wealthy people in Europe in their secret society, and they set out then to begin undermining governments. Well, they infiltrated Masonry because they had to work within secretly, so they infiltrated Masonic lodges both in Germany and Bavaria and Austria and then, of course, into France. And they worked through front organizations like the Jacobins. It was probably in the early 1780s when the Bavarian police discovered what had happened. And really, it was fortuitous. It's one of those rare things that happened. A courier was taking information from one chapter of the Illuminati to another. And he was struck by lightning, and he and the horse were killed. But the police found there in the saddlebags the whole story of the Illuminati. They exposed it. They outlawed it, and Adam Weishaupt was forced to go into retirement. But, of course, he continued operating. And the Illuminati, of course, working with the upper echelons of Masonry, exists to this very day. But what everybody... everybody has missed about the Illuminati is the fact that it simply was not an isolated idea. It was a continuation of the philosophy and the intrigue of the ancient secret societies and the mystery religions, all working to destroy religious belief and establish a world government. And that is what... go ahead.
So it had nothing to do with the mob.
No. It was
I said, I don't think so.
Now, basically, they all work the same way today. You have to understand that the mafia came out of Masonry. It was actually a branch of Masonry in Sicily many years ago, operated like a secret society, and then eventually, of course, it became a criminal enterprise. But all of these are criminal enterprises because they're subversive, they're aimed aimed at destroying the integrity of government and destroying the religious belief of the people. There are two excellent books on that. One of them we carry is called Proofs of the Conspiracy by John Robinson. The other is Abbey Burrell's book on the history of the Jacobin movement. They were both written back in the late 1790s, and they will tell you that their whole purpose was to infiltrate every aspect of society, to control the media, to control publishing, to control education, and to change people's attitude. They've done a beautiful job.
Can I ask you one more question?
You sure can.
Okay.
Now, let me just get our telephone number up one more time.
Okay.
It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Okay, what else do you want to ask,
Tom? I want to ask you, you believe that God is the control of everything, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and also that he builds nations and he tears them down.
Absolutely.
So he's in charge. Whatever goes, God knows about it.
He knows about it, but he's letting these things happen. He's letting us be involved, and we're not doing a very good job preserving the wonderful country he gave us.
Right, but he's still in control.
Absolutely.
He can start or stop at any time.
But why would God want to stop it? You know, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, as his justice isn't going to sleep forever. Hang on there.
It will not. But we should be content because I believe that God is in control. He takes care of everything. And I should let your heart be troubled because he takes care of everything. Don't trouble about it. Just pray and just keep praying.
But you have to be involved as well because, you see, you are held to a...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Off one of our coasts, and they're saying, well, what are they doing there? Are they a threat to us? We haven't had Russian submarines off our coast since the end of the Cold War. And I was telling Paul that I believe that it is simply all part of this program of distraction. First of all, we don't even know where they're there. All we know is what we read in the newspapers or hear on radio or certainly see on the Internet. But assuming the Russian subs are there, so what? I mean, basically, we have built up the Russian communists. We gave them the wherewithal to create their oil wealth. We actually drill those oil wells and gas wells for them. We gave them the technology for their military establishment. We financed the Russians all during the Vietnam War when they were financing the North Vietnamese. We were financing the Viet Cong. We were killing our boys in South Vietnam. We were never allowed to win the war. Nothing as it appears to be, and if they tell me they're Russian submarines offshore, I can tell you one thing, and that is it a diversion to keep us from being concerned about the real threats to our country. But go ahead, Paul.
Well, if you, I remember before I was watching this, and this was a documentary on cable, and it got sad, and it was showing how when they, I think it's saying the Ukrainians, they took over that high school. Do you remember that, or the school there in Russia? And the Russians came in, they killed almost everybody. And there's a little boy that was on there, and he said, I don't believe in God. He said, I believe in the Russian military. And this boy was like, you know, under 10 years old. And I was just thinking in my head, if that little boy knew that the Russian military were responsible for those people being there, if they weren't there, then people there themselves. Because if you remember before that, they had all the people that they said were terrorists, and that they had taken over that Russian amphitheater or something, you know, and they gassed them all out. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Very well.
I kept looking at their clothes. And if you look, I'm sure there's, you know, footage out there, but I kept looking at their clothes. And the people's clothes, they look like they're almost starched. In other words, they look like they had just gotten out of a box or something, you know, like out of a wrapper or something like that. And I remembered a person before, and he was, I won't say his name, but he was the head of the Klan. And in a state I lived in, and he said that he had about four or five people that came up to him and, you know, were trying to join the Klan. He said they had on, they were showing him rifles and things, and they said they had on camouflage and stuff like this, and all of the guns were brand new. All of the boots that they were wearing were brand new. All the camouflage clothing and everything were wearing were brand new. So he just automatically knew that they were just agents. So, I mean, is the United States or the globalists or the bankers or whatever you want to call them, are they trying to enslave the communist nations?
Absolutely. They finance the communist nations. They're the best enemy money could buy. And, of course, basically, we carry a book by that title by Professor Sutton, and we have a little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. It's a phrase that was used by Solzhenitsyn in a speech he gave, totally suppressed by the media. Yes, the communism has simply been financed from here. Certainly the domestic Communist Party was financed by the FBI and by the great tax-exempt foundations. The International Communist Party and movement has been financed by the American government. An example of that recently, we're told that the North Korea, terrible North Korea, why they're building nuclear weapons. They're threatening, you know, to attack the United States. They have long-range missiles. You know, where would they get the technology for that? How could a third-rate country like North Korea build a nuclear bomb without help from communist China? But nobody ever mentions that. How could they develop the intercontinental ballistic missiles without help from communist China? And who created communist China? The American State Department. You go back to the history of what happened in 1949 when the American State Department, over the objection of the American people and certainly the Congress of the United States, brought the communists to power. We've had secret agreements with the Chinese communists, I'm convinced, ever since we brought them to power, but we can't let the American people know that. Immediately after the Tiananmen Square massacre back in 1989, George Herbert Walker Bush, a member of a secret society called Skull and Bones, punished the Chinese communist regime for its brutal repression of its own people by giving the communist government most favored nation status so they could sell their products here in the United States without tariffs. Recently, with the threat of North Korea, how are we going to punish them? Why are we going to resume shipments of food and oil and lift the sanctions? Does that really make sense, Paul?
No.
One thing
I'd like to say before I go is you're mentioning Coast to Coast and being on George Norrie.
Hold that thought for just a minute. I number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Paul, you wanted to say one more thing before we let you go.
So I just lost my thought, sir.
All right, fine.
This is the tongue I lost my thought. Thank you.
God bless, and thank you very much for calling in. You get the rest of those people down there in Oklahoma listening, will you?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Carlos, who's calling from Carson, California. Hi, Carlos. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Dr. Stan. It's kind of windy here in California, believe it or not. But anyway, Dr. Stan, I was reading on the website the other day that the House is trying to pass some legislation, H.R. 645, that authorizes the installation of 6 emergency centers throughout the United States to quarantine and mass vaccination of people. In these centers are going to be in military facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hear all these rumors, and it may very well be true. I think they're trying to scare us to death, Carlos, and I think what we have to do is get the American people to say, we're not going to go along with the vaccines because we don't trust your vaccines, because Baxter recently put a live avian influenza virus, deadly virus, into millions of doses of the influenza vaccine they were going to circulate in Europe. And had the Czechoslovakians not tested the vaccine and not put it into ferrets and all the ferrets died, they would have given that vaccine containing, the influenza vaccine, containing the deadly avian flu virus to millions of people and killed millions of people in Europe. If they could do that, can we ever trust them again? What punishment did they give Baxter? Absolutely none. Therefore, we cannot trust them. They did not punish Baxter. The people in Baxter should have been sent to prison for endangering the lives of millions of people. They had actually sent these millions of doses of vaccine to Europe to be injected in people. This is within the last 3 months. I think that the American people are going to have to stand up and say, we're not going to do it. And if enough people stand up, they'll back down for sure.
Well, all it takes is informing the public. But you know what? I've been suspicious about this whole thing of the virus being a hoax to begin with. When I was in Mexico 3 months ago, while all the cases of the so-called virus were exploding, they were in Mexico City. I was out there in Mexico, and I became aware that.
Hold that thought, Carlos. We're going to bring our stations right back. Hold on here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest right now, of course, is Open Line Wednesday, and we have Carlos from Carson, California. But if you're out there, the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and you can talk about whatever you want to. Carlos is talking about the fact that he's very, very dubious about what we're hearing about the swine flu, and he actually went to Mexico during the height of the Mexican flu epidemic, because we're not supposed to call it that, and we're not supposed to call it swine flu, because essentially the pig raisers, the pig farmers don't like that, the Mexicans don't like it called Mexican flu, so we will refer to it as H1N1 type A influenza. But anyway, go ahead, Carlos.
Well, while I was down there, I became aware that the Mexican government, simultaneously, while everybody was focused on the virus, was passing the repressive legislation, which was consonant with our Patriot Act. The same versions of the Patriot Act that were unleashed here right after 9/11, the Mexican government was passing that legislation over in Mexico. While everybody was, mind was focused on the virus, they introduced and passed these very repressive laws. So that right away I became very suspicious. And then I have a doctor friend in Tijuana who graduated from the UNAM University, which is the University of Mexico, and he has close contacts with quite a few doctors over there, including a doctor who worked at the hospital where they were supposedly admitting all these virus cases. And this doctor was interviewed by a news agency, and he told the news agency, "I am not aware of one single case of the virus here at this hospital," and of course he was suspended. And so that tells me right there the whole thing is a facade. They made up all the whole story, Dr. Stan.
Oh, I think there probably is a swine flu epidemic, you know, but I don't think it is deadly at all. In fact, if you look at the statistics, as of a couple of days ago, here in the United States, we're told probably 1 million people have had the disease. That's what the CDC says. And if they say 1 million people have probably had the disease, now they don't know because they haven't checked it, but they claim that there have been about 300 deaths here in the United States out of 1 million people. That is, of course, a very, very small number of people. The CDC claims 36,000 Americans die every year of the regular influenza. And, of course, I don't really believe their figures, but that's what they claim. Well, if they lose 36,000 people every single year from the regular influenza, and we only lost 300 people from this very mild form of influenza, which is called this H1N1 type A influenza, it's really not very, very virulent. Most of the people who died had other medical problems that caused their death. And certainly it's not worthwhile using an experimental, possibly very dangerous vaccine that could have terrible health effects that probably wouldn't do any good anyway. First of all, we're only going to have a month or 6 weeks to test the vaccine. They've already gotten, certainly hundreds of millions of doses of this vaccine. They don't even know it's going to work. They don't even know if it's safe. Why is there such a hurry, Carlos, to suddenly launch this massive vaccine program? Is it to make money for the vaccine manufacturers? Is it a diversion of some sort? Are they going to put something in this vaccine that will cause hundreds of millions of people to become ill? We know that they're going to have squalene in parts of this. They're going to have mercury in the vast majority of the vaccine. And certainly mercury is toxic. There is no safe level. Certainly the product that they put in mercury is called thimerosal. Thimerosal was outlawed by the FDA 30 years ago because it was too toxic to paint on the skin. You couldn't have mercurochrome or methylate to paint on the skin. But it's all right to inject it into our children. And when officials of the government have been asked, why is this too dangerous to paint on the skin, but it's all right to inject into children, government officials have no explanation. They have no studies that show it's safe. Well, they do have one study. The trouble is that everybody in the study died. And if you haven't seen that wonderful DVD we have with Dr. David Ayoub, goes into the government studies that tell us thimerosal is safe, and the only good study they have, everybody died. Does that really make you feel comfortable? Anyway, we've got a real problem, but besides that, if they put the squalene, which is an oil adjuvant, it actually makes the vaccine work better, and it also precipitates autoimmune disease. We could have literally tens of millions of people who would develop lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and Hashimoto's thyroiditis and multiple sclerosis and a myriad of other neurological diseases. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But go ahead, Carlos.
Well, you know, I think they have at least a threefold objective to understand. One is, of course, to make money. Baxter and all these other companies that are engaging and coming up with a vaccine, which is already probably made, are going to make a lot of money. But then you got a second objective, and that is to actually inject the people with it. And a percentage of the people are going to die because of its toxic effects. But then a third objective will probably be that a lot of people are probably going to have to carry some kind of an ID, a bracelet. I hear it's going to be a bracelet, which denotes that you have taken your vaccination. And which has a chip in it also. So, you know, there's a lot of objectives that they're going to accomplish.
Well, I hope, Carlos, that we can utilize this to make the American people aware that this is a scam. And if we could get every American to go to the website for the National Vaccine Information Center, that's www.nvic.org, that's nvic.org, or simply put in Barbara Lowe Fisher and Google that in and put that in your search engine, go to her website, and there is a DVD there. It's a 20-minute DVD from 60 Minutes, put out back in probably about 1978 or 1979, the story of the 1976 flu epidemic, which was just exactly like this one. It was phony. One person died and five people got sick from this. They injected 44 million people. Hundreds of people died, and probably at least 500 got the ascending paralysis, Guillain-Barré syndrome. And you have to see the propaganda they put out. Everybody should see that DVD. If you haven't seen it, go to the National Vaccine Information Center website, scroll down to the front page for the DVD on the 1976 swine flu epidemic. Anything, Carlos, before we let you go? We've got a full board.
Yeah, well, just real quick, if the president invokes the Emergency Powers Act, which gives him the authority to mass vaccinate people in case of a pandemic, how are we going to avoid that?
We're going to say no, 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 and we're not going to do it. And believe me, if enough Americans say no, they'll back down, okay?
Okay, Doc. Okay, thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Will, who's calling from Tennessee. Hi, Will. How are we doing?
Pretty good. I have a question. I've heard some people say that apparently know what you're talking about. Disease cannot exist in an alkaline environment. I assume they're talking about a human body that's alkaline.
That's what they say, but I don't know that it's true.
You don't? Okay.
But I think basically if you're concerned about trying to protect yourself from the swine flu, you need to get large doses of vitamin D3, 5,000 units, a couple of bottles of that and oil of oregano and certainly garlic and other things that will build up your immune system and have those on hand. And if you start to come down ill, you just start taking it every 3 or 4 hours until the symptoms clear. Basically, vitamin D3 helps your immune system, boosts your immunity. This is the sunshine vitamin. And the reason we don't get flu in the summertime is because we're getting vitamin D3, and that fights off the flu. The flu influenza comes in the wintertime. That's why they're having it in South America right at the present time. In Argentina, they're having a lot of cases of the H1N1 type A influenza because it's winter down there. They don't have the sunlight. So get a large supply of vitamin D3 and keep it on hand, okay?
Right.
Build up your immunity. That's the approach. Not try to give everybody a vaccine that could have disastrous results.
Yes, okay. All right. Just one other thing. Let's see. What was I going to... In the Bible, I don't know. Some people, I think some churches seem to teach that if anything the government says people should obey or something like that. But, you know, you can look many places in the Bible. Abraham went out and slaughtered some kings in Genesis, and he sat down after this slaughter with the high priest of God, and they had a meal together. So this was obviously approved by God.
Well, I think that you have to understand, they're talking about Romans 13, and basically it starts out saying that all people are to be subservient to God, and the leaders are to be subservient to God. What happens if the leaders are not subservient to God? I don't think you have to be, you have to obey them. I will tell you that we carry a book called Hitler's Cross by Erwin Lutzer, who's the senior pastor at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago. And he talks about how Adolf Hitler used Romans 13 and got the ministers to preach it so they'd go along with his extermination of the Jews. And remember, it wasn't just 6 million Jews, it was 12 million others, predominantly Christians. If you want the reference on that, there's a book called Warrant for Genocide by Professor Norman Cohn, Warrant for Genocide. And he starts the book by talking about the 6 million Jews who were killed, and he's very concerned about that. But he mentions that 12 million others were killed. Isn't it interesting we never mentioned the 12 million others?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much, Will.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. And let's go to Ken, who's calling from Seal Beach in California. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ken. How are we doing?
Pretty good. It's been a while. I have a horror story. One of my friends, he got a hold of the information about Obama, or at least alleged information that, you know, that he was born in Kenya. He sent about 3 paragraphs of information by email to 3 different people in different states. Now, he actually lives in Indiana. And he got a message back. It was not sent. The remote host or the server sent it back, and he said this: message rejected because of unacceptable content. This Obama administration, I believe, is involved in censoring our emails, reading all of our emails. He sent it 3 times. It came back. And then what he did was he had another message, just a very mild message about something else. It got through, but not this one about Obama.
I really can't comment on it. You might try that yourself and see what sort of response you get. But as far as listening to our telephone conversations and monitoring our emails and faxes, you're absolutely right. But they've been doing this for many years. It didn't start with Obama. It didn't start with George Bush. It's called Project Echelon, Echelon. If you have a computer, you can go up and Google it or put it on your search engine. James Bamford has written extensively about it. They've been doing this ever since the end of the Second World War. They opened all of the mail going out of the country during the Second World War and all the mail coming in. And it was done through the NSA, the National Security Agency, which is far larger and far better funded and far more dangerous than the CIA. And we keep talking about the CIA, and they never want to talk about the NSA, which is the real vicious intelligence gathering organization that monitors every electronic communication in the entire world. They do it with computers, and they have everything you've ever said on the telephone, everything you've ever written in an email or a fax, and they're all recorded permanently. So this is nothing new at all. The Obama administration is no different than the administrations before, because they're all controlled by the same people. And it doesn't matter whether you have the Democrats or Republicans in power. The people from what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness control both political parties, and they control the NSA, and they're carrying out the policies of collecting dossiers on every American citizen.
I agree.
Well, okay. I think that what we need to do is get the American people to understand what Echelon is. Everybody in the rest of the world knows about this. I mean, there's all sorts of objections from the people in Europe who don't like the United States tapping their telephone calls. And, of course, they have the ability actually to monitor every electronic communication in the world today.
Okay.
Okay, God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Well, let's go to Marty, who's calling from Hamburg, New York. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, so give us a call. Hi, Marty, how are you doing?
Hey, you know, pretty good. It's almost 12 o'clock out here.
I know it is, and I appreciate your staying up. Now, where is Hamburg, New York? Is that close to Attica or Utica?
It's just outside Buffalo, right on Lake Erie.
Okay, fine. Are you listening on shortwave internet?
Yeah, shortwave.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. My question is, Obama gave the Chinese the Hummer factory. Actually, Hummers are a major part of our military.
That's right. In fact, a lot of the things we use in our military equipment are manufactured in communist China today. But
yeah,
they can't let the American people understand that. Basically, we've done everything we could to transfer our military technology and our wealth to communist China, which doesn't make any sense unless you realize there's another agenda behind everything going on. And we have all sorts of secret agreements with the people who control the ruthless regime in communist China today. If you go up on the internet and do your search engines for the Group of 30, that is, of course, the group that controls the finances of the world, and there you'll find, of course, Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, Lawrence Summers, who will probably be the next chairman of the Fed. He's the chief advisor to the president today. Paul Volcker, who's special advisor to the president. There are six members of the Trilateral Commission in the Group of 30. But what's so significant is the head of the Bank of China is there. These are the people who are really running the finances of the world today. What is the head of the Bank of China doing as a member of the Group of 30? And nobody wants to ask the question.
Yeah, well, it's just like they just brought that French general over to be head of NATO over here in Virginia.
Right. I mean, that certainly makes me feel a lot more secure.
Yeah.
But you see, when you understand that everything is globalism. Globalism is the common denominator. They are going to bring in a world government. This has been the plan of the ancient secret societies for 3,000 years. And, of course, that's covered in a wonderful book we have written by the leading Masonic philosopher of all time, Manly P. Hall, and in his book, The Secret Destiny of America. He talks about how, you know, the ancient secret societies for 3,000 years wanted to establish enlightened democracies throughout the whole world. He writes in 1944 about the emblem on the back of our dollar bill. It wasn't, you know, it was put on in 35, but it was actually part of the original Great Seal of the United States. But the average individual has no idea what's going on. Hang on there for just a minute. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, will be right back to you, Marty. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go ahead, Marty.
Yeah, I was just on a computer. I was going over that Oath Keepers site, and boy, that's some encouragement anyhow.
I've interviewed the fellow from Oath Keepers several times.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Jesus, when he was in the temple, and he drove the money changers out. Do you think he shouldn't have done that either? Because that was an unchristian thing to do.
Yeah, well, I see exactly your point, and I think also it just goes to show that people have a lot of these defense mechanisms, and they're speaking out of ignorance. They don't have any knowledge whatsoever about what's going on in reality. They just do not want to accept reality. They want to keep their blinders on. And they accuse me of being the one with the problem, and you know, a lot of them out there, even if there's a lot of people that think the way I do, that doesn't mean they're right, and so my parents are never wrong, I'm always the one that's wrong, and...
Well, just simply ask them how they feel about the war in Iraq. Do you think we should support that and all the people that were killed, both the Americans were killed and permanently crippled, and then all the Iraqis, when, of course, the president was wrong, there weren't any weapons of mass destruction. How do they feel about the Iraq war? Do they think that we should just patriotically support any war the government wants to go into?
Well, I think that from what I gather, certain people in my family, and I won't really mention exact names because they probably know which ones they are, they seem to be all about just the fact that they voted Republican, and anybody that's a Republican must be automatically right in their mind.
Well, hopefully one day they'll understand that both political parties are controlled by the same people, but there's nothing you can do with people who have their minds made up. Your job is to pray for them and just ask intelligent questions. Don't argue. You'll never convince them. But maybe something you have said will point them.
You know.
Oh, they'll hear maybe somebody else say the same thing. And as things get worse, and they're going to get worse, why, maybe they'll begin to listen.
Here's the thing. I can't actually have a logical conversation with them like I can with you and other people that seem to want to talk sense.
Don't worry about it, Sean. They're going to know very soon what's coming down. We're moving into very difficult times. And all you can do is just sit back, and maybe one day they'll come to you and start asking you what's going on. Anyway, yeah, we're out of time, but God bless, and thanks very much.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. So that was Sean calling from Tennessee, and I know a lot of people have this frustration. A lot of people out there that just don't want to hear anything. If they're Democrats, why, they don't want to hear any criticism of the Democrats. If they're Republicans, they don't want to hear any criticism of the Republicans. And they don't understand that there really are secret societies. There really are evil people. And there's going to be a terrible Holocaust coming in America very, very soon, I fear. Well, this is the time I need to remind our listeners Radio Liberty is primarily supported by our listeners, and if you are in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Right now, of course, we had a lot of our long-term supporters have lost their jobs and just can't support us. We understand that. But if you're out there and you're in a position to help, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and we'd love to hear from you. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or if you don't have the funds, you can certainly go to our website at radioliberty.com, scroll down videos to Brotherhood of Darkness, and listen to the talk. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that has been passed down by the secret societies for 5,000 years. And then, of course, you need to hear our talk on the financial Armageddon that explains why they collapsed our economy, because it didn't happen by accident. It was done intentionally. And who Barack Obama really is. I think it's fascinating as you begin to hear what Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, who come from the Lucius Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House, what they said about Barack Obama and the millions of people who were praying that he would become the President of the United States, but they didn't put him in power. The Trilateral Commission put him in, and the Trilateral Commission controls our government today. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates right here in Santa Cruz. And so without further ado, Michael, thanks very much for being with us again today.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go ahead and pick up the story. Certainly Freedom Advocates is dedicated to educating the people about the very real danger that faces our country today from a group of people who have a different worldview. But they, well, anyway, you pick up the story and explain what it's about.
Well, sustainable development is the subject about which I regularly talk and write about. Sustainable development is the globalist movement, is the action plan for the globalists to really invade local areas and create the circumstance that gives rise to a world government. And as amazing as it may sound, there is not a county in America that does not have its global to local sustainable development or Agenda 21 action plan active in its community. The forces that bring forth the sustainable development movement are everywhere. I'm going to talk about what those forces are as we move through this program. But to set sort of a background, you know, I like to look at it as three subjects that merge together. The first is fiat money, because it's the fiat money system that makes possible the kind of international organization that is reflected by the Sustainable Development Action Plan. And when we really boil down what sustainable development is, what the New World Order is all about, it is intended from a political perspective to end the era where an individual's unalienable rights are recognized and protected by government. And for those of us old enough to have history courses that paid attention to these matters, the nature of unalienable rights, that is, the right to your own life, to liberty, and to the use and enjoyment of your property, is the unique idea upon which America was based. Today, you talk to an average seventh grader, they don't know the term. If you assign a seventh grader to look up that term, unalienable rights, the dictionary meaning of the word unalienable has been changed. It no longer means what it's no longer defined to mean what it was defined as in the time of the writing of our Constitution. So let's start by looking at unalienable rights and what they are. Well, the unalienable right means that it's a right that can't be taken away from you. If it's squashed or it's not recognized, it doesn't change the reality of the fact that you are born. You are created with the right to your life, liberty, and property. Now, what makes America great was that we were the first country in the history of the world to give political recognition to the existence of unalienable rights. Without unalienable rights, we are destined to return to a status as either a slave or a serf. And that is the purpose of sustainable development. That is the goal of the New World Order people here and around the world. And all of this is made possible by a system of funny money or fiat money.
And what they really want is to create a feudal system with the feudal lords and the feudal serfs, and you and I will be the feudal serfs. This is not imaginary, it's very real. They know exactly what they're doing, and the fact most people have never heard of it reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Go right ahead.
Well, the fiat money system has been used to corrupt our law and to destroy the American essence of individual liberty and equal justice. It's in that light that the study of the Sustainable Action Plan requires a time-sensitive analysis that requires our reaction. And we need to do that now. Sustainability is designed to eliminate national and individual sovereignty, to reduce population, and control all human activity. Fiat money is the engine, and sustainable development is the blueprint for a new world. And again, the point of that new world is to end the period where there is a political recognition of each individual's right to life, liberty, and property. I like to say that when you understand sustainable development, it is about death, it is about tyranny, and it is about collectivism. It turns the principles of the Declaration of Independence on its head. Now, most people would say, well, what's he talking about? Sustainable development. That sounds good. Why isn't sustainable development good? Well, let's go back and understand where it came from, which will help us gain an understanding of what its essence is. Sustainable development was launched at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit by the United Nations. It is a blueprint that is backed by three documents. The first document is the Agenda 21 document, the plan for the 21st century. That's why it's called Agenda 21. In there are 40 chapters covering every aspect of human life. It is clear that the United Nations, not just by virtue of its writings for Agenda 21, but its essence for a long time, is committed to the abolition of private property. In 1976, the UN Vancouver, Canada conference issued an edict that made that very clear, arguing that land must be held in public ownership and that injustice results when individuals have control over land or homes or anything.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Michael was simply talking about this whole concept of sustainable development, which came out of the Second Earth Summit, which was held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, and he points out that there are three documents that upon which sustainable development is based. The first one is the Agenda 21. It's a United Nations document with 50 or more chapters, and basically it lays out the agenda for the 21st century and the importance of doing away with private property. Everything is to be held. And then, of course, the second and third documents are the Global Biodiversity Assessment and the Earth Chart. But I'm going to let Michael tell you about this, because this is the blueprint for your future. There are people, very wealthy and very powerful people, who don't want you to own private property. They want to redistribute your wealth, not their wealth. These are people who have an entirely different view. They believe in a ruling elite, and they believe in impoverishing the people, and that is what they're doing. This is the reason for the current financial crisis. They're not trying to solve this. They want to impoverish our people, to destroy the value of our currency, to destroy everything that the average person has spent their whole life working for. And, of course, it will result in terrible tragedy. And the America we've known before is not going to return. Michael, you pick up the story.
Well, that's true, Dr. Stan. Unless we wake up and take cognizance of what it is that's really attacking America today, and if we do that, and if we spend the time necessary to understand the nature of sustainable development, we can defeat it. This is a war. This is the grandest war of all history. It's intended to be fought without firing a shot. So if we can understand what it is, if we can replace our Congress in time, if we can find our way to a new president, if we can reinstill in the youth the notions that are American, and we're seeing the possible rise of this around the country right now. As things get worse, people start to pay more attention. I'm not stating that I think that people are understanding sustainable development, but they're beginning to pay more attention. They're beginning to become aware that something is really wrong. Now, fate is not destined. We can reverse this process. But let me give another reason why the process needs to be reversed. In that second guiding document for Agenda 21, it's called the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report, which came out of the same conference in 1992 in Rio de Janeiro. On page 773 of that massive book, the following policies were announced. First, population growth, they say, has exceeded the capacity of the biosphere. Accordingly, it is, quote, estimated that in an agricultural world in which most human beings are peasants should be able to support 5 to 7 billion people. In contrast, it goes on to say, a reasonable estimate for an industrialized rural society at the present American material standard of living would be, roll the drums, what's the number? 1 billion people. That's an 85% reduction in human population, if we are to have an industrialized world. Now, understanding that this is their blueprint, this document is their blueprint, and that is the end to which they are working, is it any wonder that we're hearing the gobbledygook about global warming? Is it any wonder that people who were behind such a program would make up the man-caused nature of global warming? Science is beginning to determine rather convincingly that man is not responsible for the global warming or for any warming that may be happening. In fact, there's a question now about whether the planet, in fact, is warming. But in any event, over 31,000 scientists, many of them climatologists, some of them original signers of the UN's Declaration on Global Warming, have now signed a petition saying that there is no credible evidence that man is responsible for any temperature variations that have or are occurring. So we're being set up. We're being set up in our school systems. We're being set up in our court systems. We're being set up through our administrators at the federal and state and local levels. because both political parties are handmaidens of the Sustainable Development Program. A few years ago, Ron Paul told me personally, he said, look, Michael, he said, everyone in Congress supports sustainable development. The reality is you cannot get to Congress without supporting sustainable development if you're dependent upon the support of either political party, because both parties have evidenced a firm commitment for these globalist programs. So we can turn to the right or we can turn to the left. We get the same result. The left provides us the environmental thrust necessary for this program of sustainable development. They also provide us what they call equity, or the justice system under a sustainable development operating world. Now, social justice contrasts with the notion of equal justice very, very harshly. Now, equal justice is the justice system that America was built upon. It's the justice system referred to in the Declaration of Independence. But social justice divvies out justice depending upon the group that you're part of. There is no standard for social justice because the justice that is dispensed depends upon the court's view of what the common good might be. Now, you go into California courts today, you're very likely to get a judge who openly expresses his commitment to social justice. In other cases where the judges don't openly admit it, they actually administer that notion. You don't find judges anymore applying principles of equal justice. That is the notion that every man's life is his own and that his property is his to use and that government exists to protect those ideas. That is not the political world in which we're living today. We still enjoy great benefits from a system that was operating on the principles of equal justice and unalienable rights. But that's been faded away for a very long time, and now there's a mad rush to the finish line of this new system that will incorporate all the world's inhabitants under a system of one governmental rule. And that governmental rule will be dedicated to principles that are an anathema to the American tradition of individual freedom and equal justice. So when we look at sustainable development, we can tell readily from reviewing these long documents that it is a massive attack on private property. It seeks the abolition of private property. Now, that happens on a basis, on a local basis, because the sustainable development agenda is a global to local action plan. Now, at the local level, it can take all kinds of different forms. You have to understand the various objectives of sustainable development before you can readily see it operating in your own town. Two of the programs on the land use side of the sustainable objectives are these. The first is a wildlands project. Now, the Wildlands Project under Sustainable Development covers over half of the United States where all people are to be removed from the landscape. No resources are to be extracted from the areas that are mapped as part of the Wildlands Project. Again, that's over 50% of the land mass of the United States. Now, you think, well, we can live in our cities and manage ourselves right from there. But people tend to forget that everything we have comes from rural areas. All the resources that comprise everything in the urban area at its origin in what will be considered the wildlands area. So there won't be the resources necessary to operate our lives at present level. When you begin to see all the machinations for squeezing down our ability to farm, our ability to fish, our ability to extract resources, it becomes quite conceivable that that become part of the core of creating the program for massively reducing human population. Sustainable development is the greatest threat, political, economic threat, ever faced by humanity. And I can say that comfortably because I can also say that at no time in human history have human beings been so subjected to technological control as we are today.
And, Chris, the amazing thing is, Michael, most people have no idea what's going on because the media is controlled. Any explanation or description of what's going on is simply been censored out. People, they'll get into this right, left, Republican, liberal, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative frame without understanding it's all controlled by the people who would take our freedom, would eliminate the major part of the world's population, because that's an important part of their program, to eliminate probably 90% of the world's population, 85 to 90%. And the average individual finds this so hard to believe, and yet here we're talking about a forced vaccination program for a very mild influenza, which is certainly far less lethal than regular influenza. They want to give a vaccine worldwide with no safety trials, no guarantee, no means by which you can come back on the vaccine manufacturer because they protected themselves with laws so they cannot be sued. And they want to force people to take an untried, potentially harmful vaccine. And I really believe it's going to be harmful. I think there are going to be all sorts of terrible things in that vaccine. But if you understand there is a population control agenda, maybe, just maybe, we can understand why they want to have this program now. Go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's as difficult as it is for many people to swallow this pill.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800 844-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Getting people out of their cars in many of these new communities are being built without any garages. Why? Because they don't want people to be mobile. They do not want them to have cars. So go right ahead.
What is sustainable development? Let's look at a couple of aspects. Let's talk about the power behind sustainable development. Now, sustainable development, as we've talked, is the global action plan that is pursued by an army, a global army, comprised of governments. 178 governments have signed on to the UN Agenda 21 protocol, including the United States. That was done by George Bush the first. NGOs, everybody's heard of these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that include the Sierra Club and the Audubon Society, the National Teachers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, the American Farm Bureau. There's 2,000 NGOs operating in the United States. Now, to be an NGO, that means that you are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. So if you're a farmer and you're an active member in your local farm bureau, you need to understand that the organization at the top is committed to the abolition of private property. So if you're a farmer and you're facing difficulties, and maybe you're questioning the subsidies that you and your family have been receiving for some decades from the Department of Agriculture, you might want to take note of what sustainable development is and who, even amongst your friends, happens to be supporting it. Because every federal agency has its sustainable development program. If you don't believe that, just go to the web. Google in sustainable development and say Department of Agriculture. And you will find right there on the web that these agencies, every agency's commitment to the Sustainable Development Protocol. Now, that happened when George Bush brought the Agenda 21 program back into the United States and did what he committed to do when he signed the Agenda 21 Protocol when he was down in Rio de Janeiro. And that is that every federal agency now has to make as a centerpiece its implementation of the global-to-local program called Sustainable Development. So when Gray Davis was governor of California, and he was pushing hard on the Wildlands Project here in California, especially up in the Sierras, he finally got thrown out of office, the Democrat did, and in came Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Republican, who was the big advocate for smart growth, which is the urban element of the land use plan for sustainable development. He brought in people from Washington and set up new agencies to push all the elements of sustainable development. Here in Santa Cruz, as a result of Washington's actions and Sacramento's actions, we have smart growth development done by public-private partners. That's the new economics under sustainable development. We get rid of free enterprise, and we have public-private partners. Now, people might scratch their heads and say, public-private partners? Well, that sounds fishy. What's worse than fishy? Public-private partnership was called before economic fascism. It is the system developed by Benito Mussolini. When we see the auto industry in Washington, D.C., chumming up as they do now as a team, that's an example of what we're going to get more and more of. We see the public-private partnership evolving in all kinds of circumstances. At the local level here in Santa Cruz, if you're a free enterprise house builder, you're bankrupt. You can't build anything. But if you were a public-private partner, that means a nonprofit, in this case, a nonprofit generating big salaries for their insiders, and you are committed to smart growth development, you can get subsidies, massive subsidies, for the development of stack 'em and pack 'em smart growth units. If you take a landowner who couldn't use his land, when it gets muscled into the public-private partnership's ownership, all of a sudden there are federal dollars coming in to subsidize Santa Cruz in its contracts with these so-called public-private partners. That's happening all over the country. America is in deep trouble as our economic system begins to shift from public-private partnership to economic fascism.
And this is really what it's all about. It's all about a small group of bureaucrats controlling everything. Basically, of course, when the Romanovs controlled Russia under the Tsars, why, they had about 15 Tsars. Right now, Obama's got almost twice as many Tsars in Washington, D.C. than the Romanovs had in Russia. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Michael Shaw. We're talking about sustainable development. We're talking about really one of the most dangerous programs ever instituted in the United States, and the fact that probably not more than 1 in 10,000 people understands what we're talking about is simply a reflection of the degree of control over the media that exists, and, of course, the degree of control that exists over what the American people hear, see, and, of course, read and believe. So, right ahead, Michael.
Well, I was talking earlier about the global army comprised of governments, NGOs. I'm going to add some other groups to this. Most think tanks. Now, most think tanks get their money from big contributors, and it's pretty easy to gain control over a think tank that's looking for money because the globalist money comes in and grabs a seat at the table. Once they do that, the money that is committed to those think tanks is conditioned on their not talking about sustainable development. So you can think of a number of liberty-oriented think tanks. Take Cato, for instance. They don't talk about sustainable development because they issued one white paper on it. It has now been removed from their log. It was a beautiful white paper, 35-page white paper done in 2003 that got right to the economic essence of sustainable development. That's the last word Cato's given on sustainable development, and they withdrew that word.
And I think people have to understand that Cato is a libertarian think tank, but it is financed, of course, by the people who are pushing sustainable development, and so Cato is not going to bring this out. And most of our conservative and liberal and Christian organizations have been infiltrated by the people who are pushing this whole program.
That's absolutely absolutely correct. Now, multinational corporations.
Hold that thought, Michael, and our guest is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. And before we go on, Michael, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with Freedom Advocates, get your webpage out, get your telephone number out, and then go on from there.
Our website is freedomadvocates.org, and when you get there, you'll find print, video, and audio materials that will give you a deep understanding of sustainable development. Crew of us have worked on this for a long, long time, and we're now really, after maybe 8 or 9 years, we're now really ready to launch this website as a source of documented, unassailable information about what sustainable development is, how you can recognize it in your community, and with ideas about what it is you can do about that. But the big key is just to know what it is, because you're not going to rest easy when you do, and you're going to cause other people to understand, and pretty soon that's going to, or in some time, that's going to build a wave. And our question today is, can we build that wave before it becomes too late? Now, that's a function of what you, the listener, one by one, decides to do. Our objective has been to make our website such that ordinary people can get a good understanding. We've got pamphlets that give you a nice, concise, meaty explanation of what sustainable development is and how you can recognize it in your community. So by using our website, by sharing that information with others, you know, we hope that that America will get back on course. And there's lots of signs to indicate that that's really possible. But we're not going to win the battle unless we know what we're fighting against, and that's why understanding sustainable development is the key. And if you want to reach us, you can reach us by phone at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232.
All right, fine. And then, of course, freedomadvocates.org. Our telephone number is .org. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question for Michael, because there's nobody who knows this subject better than Michael Shaw, go right ahead.
Well, so we've identified governments, NGOs, most think tanks, multinational corporations are dead in the middle of this. Companies like GE are originators of the sustainable plan. You know, many of these multinational companies associated with Prince Charles back in the 1970s and his group on sustainable development. This is where it's being centered from. Major political centers, including monarchs and major multinational corporations. So we increasingly see that these multinational American corporations have no loyalty to any country. We can easily begin to understand how it is that these entities are moving us all toward a one world order. We've got to ask ourselves why. We've got to ask ourselves, why do we put up with this? Well, it all comes back to this fiat money system, which allows money to be created out of thin air and then loaned out to governments and businesses with a narrow cadre of globalist banking families collecting interest for all time on all money that's ever issued. Naturally, these forces who've sought to take control over society have come back in, bought up the multinational corporations, bought up the major media, taken control over academia, grabbed control of the world's political parties, and now are on the verge of gaining control over the whole world. Churches haven't stood up to this. Governments have been infiltrated by the implementers of this. Academia has been blind to the circumstance. So for the listeners tonight, for the people, ordinary people across America, the word simply has to go out that if we want to save our freedom, if we want to salvage our posterity, and if we want to enjoy the rest of our life, we're going to have to pay a little price. We're going to have to understand the nature of what afflicts us. develop from that a program for salvaging freedom, at least in America. That's a big challenge. We've got a lot to do. And at Freedom Advocates, we're just there to attempt to assist people in digesting this massive scam financed with endless amounts of money that controls the energies of many young people coming out of college because they've been trained up to do this. Common sense and reason has to reassert itself so that the people of America can continue to be protected by the American proclamation that each of us was created with certain unalienable rights. Talk to seventh graders that you know. Ask them what they know about unalienable rights, and then get them on the path that the schools are not taking them down so that they can be productive Americans. You know, if we look at the Action Plan of Sustainable Development, it has at its root three primary objectives. The first is the abolition of private property. You know, it was George Washington who said, private property and freedom are inseparable. Well, the goal of sustainable development is the abolition of private property. We see examples of it in the newspaper every day. We know that private property is under attack. The second objective is education for global citizenship. Now, recently there was a poll that indicated that last year's high school graduates, last year's college graduates, recent graduates, had in over 50% of the cases considered themselves first to be global citizens. Not Americans, global citizens. Now, I would proclaim that that's evidence that the education system, as intended, is working. From No Child Left Behind to the four federal education legislative pieces that came before it, the goals have been consistent. And that goal of school now is not to depart facts and information to the young people. The goal of school now is to inculcate values, attitudes, and beliefs. And that's why I can say that when the polls indicate that people coming out of school now think of themselves as global citizens, that these attitudes, values, and beliefs programs of our schools are having an effect.
But not a good effect. They're destroying their patriotism, their love of country, their love of family, and their love of God. And basically, of course, we have to reach these people, and we've got to get our children out of public schools. If they are in public schools, we have to have a means of reaching them and letting them know they're not being educated, they're being indoctrinated. And the purpose of our school system is not to reveal the truth. It is to conceal the truth, not to educate, but to indoctrinate. Our children, we're seeing the greatest child abuse in all history being carried out in the public schools today. Our children are being indoctrinated in environmentalism and internationalism and a hatred for God. But go right ahead.
Well, I think all of that is true. Now, the third major element of sustainable development, remember, it's the abolition of private property, the education for global citizenship, and third is control over humanity. And certainly anybody who's lived through the last three decades knows that the controls being placed upon us increase routinely. They are going to begin to increase much more rapidly, I will predict, over the next period of time. We certainly have a man in the White House now who has shown every predisposition to impose any control. I mean, what was it that he said yesterday or today? You know, if you think that that you've got a neighbor who is against my health care program, report this situation to the White House. You know, we've got a president who, for the first time in history, is calling upon ordinary citizens to turn in their neighbors for political reasons. The fact that the program of sustainable development is going to accelerate is made very clear by Barack Obama. He is a globalist of the of the original order. He is anti-private property. He is pro-redistribution. And we have to understand that in the context of sustainable development, the goal is redistribution within countries and redistribution between countries. So we can expect Barack Obama, in the balance of his term, after he has affected his domestic redistribution policies, to begin to accelerate the George Bush international redistribution policies.
And what we're talking about is redistribution of wealth. Point 10A of the Earth Charter calls to promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, what you have to understand is equitable distribution of wealth between nations means they're transferring American jobs to other countries. That's what's outsourcing. And certainly, this is what globalization is all about. And this is why we're transferring the wealth and the jobs of American workers to other countries. But they can't tell the American people what the real plan is, because most people really don't want to give up their wealth, everything they've worked for. They don't want to see the dollar destroyed. They don't want to lose their homes. They don't want to lose their families. But this is exactly what the elite want. They want to redistribute your wealth, not their wealth. Your jobs, not their jobs. And they're in the process of doing it, and so very, very few people understand that the Earth Charter is one of the most important documents in the armamentarium. It was written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, who was deeply involved in the occult, and that is what this document really manifests. Do you offer the copies of the Earth Charter?
Well, I thought we had, and I've now found out that it's hard to get any copies because it's not a final document, so you can find it on the Internet. But we don't know of any formal publication yet of the Earth Charter.
We have it. We'll be glad to get you some. I'll bring some to the conference.
Well, I'll look forward to that. Thank you. It's an important realization for people to understand that these documents, the Agenda 21 document, the Global Biodiversity document, and the Earth Charter, are the three governing documents for the New World Order. It was Stephen Rockefeller who said, the Earth Charter will replace the Ten Commandments. So you can get some idea just from that snippet of a quote about the nature of what is intended by the formation of the New World Order. Without understanding sustainable development, we will simply slide into that system. And we've got to remember the tools that they have available to themselves are, first, a funny money system of fiat money. Fiat money always implodes. It implodes for one of two reasons. Either the forces of economic reality cause the inflationary spiral to simply turn the currency into wallpaper, or it implodes because the inner core responsible for the fiat system makes the conscious decision to blow the money up. With the derivatives and the other financial instruments that remain floating around after last year's crisis, it could be any day when that bundle of a house of cards is imploded, and the currencies of the U.S. and other countries will simply be gone in a day. We are that vulnerable, so we need to take conscious effort to protect ourselves against the worst while we begin to work toward achieving the best. I think that means that you got to have something besides greenbacks to use as barter. Whether gold and silver, or whether you've got something that people universally want to trade for, have something besides the bank account. Because while I'm not suggesting that our dollar is going to fully implode tomorrow, it could, but it certainly seems to be on a path with these massive bailouts where we've doubled and tripled our money supply, that we should expect an inflation is going to take off in the not-too-distant future. And as that happens, we've got to wonder, is the dollar going to be devalued? Will what we pay for a dollar today take $5 tomorrow? Because the dollar has been recognized as overly inflated. I think these are real concerns that we can mitigate by getting ready. The first is to have barter. The second is to get out of personal debt. If you've got something to trade with and you don't have debt that you can be collateralized for, then you want to know where your food's going to come from. Grow some of your own. Have relationships where you know you can trade for food, either with food or with other barter material. But you want to have your access for food readied because times could get very difficult. Once you've done those things and then have learned the nature of sustainable development, then you're ready to start having some productive fun. By that I mean beginning to educate your friends, neighbors, and associates about the nature of sustainable development and working with others to grab hold of this country before it is taken down the toilet by those who are running the sustainable development system. Our time is short. This is not like it was in 1963. Where we still had a lot of time. Everybody knew, even back then, that something was wrong, something was fishy. Today, it is very easy.
I think you're absolutely right. I've been following things for 47 years. There is a timetable, I'm firmly convinced, and this is the time they're going to consolidate their power. This is the time they're going to undermine the value of our currency. This is the time they're going to begin to implement some of the frightening programs they've had for a long period of time. Our guest has been Michael Shaw from FreedomAdvocates.org. FreedomAdvocates.org, he has excellent information. Go to his website, call him at 684-2232. We'll be right back. Michael, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a 1-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Them. We have a moral obligation because men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. So our plea to you is get the information from Michael. We have a excellent syllabus on sustainable development, a talk on DVD called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. We have a 4-tape set on sustainable development. We have several DVDs on global warming. One is the new scientific evidence. And then, of course, we have global warming, the road to world government. We have several books, The Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. All of this is available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. This fits into the whole population control agenda. We have a DVD called Plan Population Reduction, a 2.25-hour talk I gave for the Prophecy Club that gives you the background of the plan to kill off at least 90% of the world's population. Is that why they want us to take this unnecessary experimental vaccine later this year? We have a talk on Nundare College genocide, another talk on population control. We have a monograph. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph. It's available on our website at radioliberty.com, or we can send you a copy if you request it with any of the other items we've been talking about here. We do hope you'll want to get the information. Have you ever wondered why we still have cancer? We had declared war on cancer almost 35 years ago, and we have as much cancer as ever. Well, of course, we have a DVD on why do we still have cancer, and the reason is effective treatments of cancer are being suppressed today. We have a 4-tape set on Laetril. We have a 4-tape set, certainly, entitled Why Do We Still Have Cancer? We carry Dr. Lorraine Day's material. You need to get all of this. Her DVDs, certainly Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, and Diseases Don't Just Happen. We have 5 of her DVDs. You need to get the information, and you need to understand what is really going on today. If you want to know about vaccines, we have a great new 4-CD set. It's called Vaccine Update 2009. We carry Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. That's Vaccines and Brain Development. Dr. David Ayoub's talk on Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And, of course, when you get that, you get a free CD with literally thousands of pages on the fact that they know that thimerosal is dangerous. They just don't want you to know why one in between 60 and 90 children in America is autistic today, because it's one of the greatest crimes ever perpetrated. You see, Amish children don't get the autism. They don't get the allergy. 1 in every 9 American children has asthma today. You don't see it in the Amish children who aren't vaccinated. Certainly, between 1 in every 60 and 1 in every 90 children is autistic today. You don't see this in the Amish children. Why don't you see it in the Amish children? Because they don't take vaccinations, and they're far healthier than American children. Understand that there are wicked people who are intentionally killing off American children and children throughout the world? Why do you think the people who push worldwide population control are financing vaccination of little black and brown children throughout the world? Did you ever stop and think maybe they're not trying to help them, that they're trying to harm them? Could that really be true? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.